Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place for
Love Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power
bringing the news to your ears.
Your opinion matters.
Welcome, people, to Blog Talk Radio's My Gospel Soul. Today's date is April the 22nd, and we are coming to you live from Houston, Texas. The weather out here is awesome. It's hot now, don't get me wrong, but I know when it's cold, we'll be praying for it to be hot. When it's hot, we'll be praying for it to be cold. So I'll just say we got sunny weather out here today. Today, My Gospel Soul will be talking about a family that prays together. And on other episodes, we are always on the air Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Central Time. We want to let you know that we also have some doctors that will be calling in on Fridays. They will be enlightening you on subjects like HIV and AIDS. Diabetes, Coumadin, that's a blood thinner, that's for most heart patients. How to take Coumadin, how you know that you can eat green vegetables. They are going to let you know how much you can eat green leafy vegetables. Some people have cut vegetables clean out of their diet because of the Coumadin, but you don't have to do that. They're going to tell you how to have a good, healthy meal and be able to still, you know, eat your vegetables without fearing the vitamin K thing. And, you know, if you're on Coumadin, you understand what I'm talking about. They're also going to be talking about, like I said, HIV and AIDS. They're going to be talking about pediatrics. We want to encourage you to tune into the show because we don't want you to feel left, you know, that you may have a question, and you don't want the opportunity to pass, and you could have asked the question. Call in on your cell phone. If you have unlimited minutes, you know, call in for 2 minutes, you know. But if you have a question, feel free to call in. And I know I've given my card out to a lot of people. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you. We have a fantastic show for you today. Again, today's show is about a family that prays together. Joining us later, hopefully, will be one of my friends, Lady V. Lady V is looking forward to starting her own show. So we want to be looking for her to do that. We also want to give a shout out to my friend, Sister Pat Williams, and let her know that we got mad love for you, girl. If you're in the workplace and you're checking us out, big ups to you. We love you. Now, we also want to let you know that if you email Janice, Janice will get back with you live on the air. If you want to chat with me, you can open the chat. I open the chat window. You can chat with me. You can type what you want to say and all this good stuff. I will answer you back. We will, have our little conversation. But you must go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Janice Jackson. Capitalize the J's. Now, Janice is spelled J-E-N-N-I-C-E. Jackson, you know how to spell it. All right. We also want you to join the family. Register as a listener. We also want you to know that our call-in number is 347-826-9424. Now, like I said again, if you have any questions, you missed the show, you're catching it on the archive, just go ahead and email me all of your questions, and I will get back with you and answer them accordingly. Answer them to the best of my ability. This is a show of opinions, and we have to understand that. The show of opinions and experiences, the things that I have went through, these are things that, that I have experienced in my life, and I may be able to say something that will help you get through that. We also want you to know that I am a pastor, I'm a pastor, and I love to encourage, and we want you to stay on top of, we want you to stay in a positive mindset. I mean, that's the word I want to give to you today. Stay in a positive mindset, because it's so much going on in the world today. We get so bogged down. I was sitting at the doctor's office this morning. And, I mean, God bless me to sit in the midst of some wonderful people that were just talking about how blessed they are to still be here, how blessed they are, how the miracles have been worked in their lives. So I want to let you know, stay positive. Believe that you can come out of whatever circumstance or situation arises in your life. Never get caught up in what's going on around you. Keep your eye on the prize. If you know in your heart, in your mind, that you are going to come out, you are going to come out. And that's the bottom line. Remember that that whatever you are, or whatever God bring you to, he can bring you through. You got to stay positive and a positive mind. It's so many things going on again in the world. We have people robbing banks, doing kick doors, breaking in houses, mugging women. It probably was happening before, but I mean, it's outrageous now. I mean, you have to be aware of your surroundings. Don't go out and think that you cannot, that think, oh, it won't happen to me. Keep your eyes open. Try to carry a small purse. I am a woman who loves to carry big, gigantic purses. That's me. But if you know that you are going to the store late at night, grab you something small. If you know that you are going to you're going to a concert, you're going to a show, you're going to the movies, grab something small. Don't carry a big duffel bag. Now, some of y'all carrying that big bag into the movies because you are sneaking stuff in. Uh-oh, I told you a secret. But it's all good. But just make sure that you watch your back, that you be aware of your surroundings. It's very imperative that you be observant, that you be observant. We want to send prayers out to the mothers of these children that are getting snatched and killed. We need to send prayers out, and we need to be praying for these families and stop acting like it couldn't happen to us. it could happen to us. Now, if it was our family, we would want prayers to, we would want people to be praying for us. We would want people to know what we are going through. Now, I believe that this is Lady V calling in. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Lady J, this is Lady V. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Just giving the audience a little advice before I get started with a family that prays together.
Amen.
Amen. So we want you to be more observant of your surroundings. We understand that. We understand, too, that most Christians are, well, Lord, on my side. I ain't worried about the devil. Well, that's all good, too. But children of God get mugged. Children of God get in car wrecks. Children of God, houses burn down. Children of God, let me tell you something. Don't be ignorant. Trust God and be observant. He said you ought to, you have to always be watchful. You got to watch. You got to watch. You can't just, I mean, you can't just go to sleep and leave your front door unlocked and say, well, God going to protect me all night. Now, we wake up sometimes and we realize we left the door unlocked, and we can praise God because nobody broke in on us. But let's not be ignorant. When you are out going and now, yes, I do not club. No, I do not club. But I'm going to tell you, as these young women heading out to the club Friday nights, do not carry a big purse. You need to carry a small purse. You need to get you some mace. You need to get some type of protection. You need to carry a knife. You need to carry something to protect yourself. This, I tell you, my gospel soul is truly about the people. Now, you need to check. You need to make sure that you got some protection. You do not need to go to the club alone. You wake up in a place and don't even understand how you got there. And God forbid that to happen. But you want to be observant of what's going on around you. How you doing today, Lady V?
I'm doing just wonderful, Lady J. Doing just wonderful on this beautiful day.
Yeah. I announced to the people, I said, in later dates, you may begin your own show, so we want to be looking for that. And so we want to make sure that you know that you have our support up here on My Gospel Soul.
Thank you.
So, again, you know, we want to let you know what our weather is going to be today in Houston, Texas. Like I tell you before, we're coming to you live from Houston, Texas, and we want you to know that that it is a beautiful day outside, and we are looking forward to everything that enjoying this great weather. Today in the weather, we have mostly sunny. It's mostly sunny. Highs in the mid 80s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear, low in the mid-60s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, I want you to go out there, and I want you to enjoy the weather. So if today you are coming to Houston or you are visiting Houston, I know that you are seeing how beautiful our city can get. Now, I know that Lady V is out there enjoying the sunshine.
Oh, yeah, I'm out enjoying the sunshine. Such a beautiful day out. Matter of fact, it took me a little walk. Such a beautiful day out.
All right. Me and Lady V got together yesterday and sent up some good prayers for the people out there to let them know that God is in control. If you're in a bad situation, you're going through, we want to let you know that if you just call on the name of Jesus, he will answer. So, today's subject is a family that prays together. So I am looking forward to chewing up, like we always say, we're gonna chew on this subject and see where we can go with it. So Lady V, what do you think about that? A family that prays together.
Oh my. A family that prays together stays together. A family that prays, it's strength. And when family prays, it's strength.
Yeah.
It's like Yes, it's strength, and when we pray together, because where two of us agree, and Jesus ain't touching anything, it shall be unto us. So it's prayer and it's strength and prayer.
Yes.
The family will be closer together as we pray together. There'll be more. And matter of fact, the family will be much better together when we pray together. There'll be
Amen.
More love. Yeah, there'll be more strength in the family when
Amen.
We pray together.
Mm-hmm. You know, I find also when a family is praying together, touching and agreeing together, the prayers answer much faster because of the sincerity between that unit. You know, you hear me say a lot about unit and how your house is a fortress and how you can't let what's going on the outside invade that fortress. That's why it's important that the husband and the wife be on one accord. The husband and the wife, if nobody else in the house know what's going on, when it happened, what, y'all know. If y'all are honest with each other, straightforward with each other, then y'all know that y'all can rely on each other. Because without trust, the relationship is not it will not stand. You have to be able to trust one another, you know. And so that's what we want to talk about today. We want to hit on that trust. We want to hit on that mother and father on one accord. I love Bernie Mac. God rest his soul. Bernie Mac used to say all the time, "We are united front on his show," and I admire that concept, because when the husband and the wife stick together, when they stand firm, even when the children see, sometimes the children like to go to the mama. Well, like, they go to the daddy. The daddy says no. Then they go to the mother, and the mother says yes, because she don't know that the daddy already said no. And before you know it, it's chaos in the house. Well, who told you you could go when I told you? Mama said I could go. And sometimes the mama got her favorite. And that favorite, that I'm mama's favorite. I tell my mother, y'all hear me talk about Sister Cook all the time. I tell my mother all the time, I know I'm your favorite daughter, which I'm proud. Sister Cook got five girls. So in my delusion of mind, I tell myself, Sister Cook, I know I'm your favorite daughter. But the bottom line is, I think all of us got a place in our heart that, you know, she said, all of you got different personalities. All of you. I want everybody that's listening out there, I want you to be careful in that heat. I want you to drink plenty water today. We should have water as a part of our diet. But I'm throwing that in there because it's extremely hot in Houston, Texas. You know, women put on your sundresses and put on your little sandals. But most importantly, drink a lot of water. All right. So, like I was saying, you know, how you feel about that, Lady V? You know, sometimes you want to be that one that's your mother's favorite, so you can work it, huh?
Yeah. Well, I consider myself my mom's favorite. And pretty much my mom, she was pretty tough, and she didn't display too much of that. She didn't show it anyway, choosing one that would be her favorite, although I knew it was. But she didn't show it because she didn't want us to get into a confrontation, you know what I mean, confronting one another about, you know, trying to get mom's attention. So
yeah.
She just, you know, she didn't let us know, you know, that which one was her favorite. And if she would have telltale signs, because we knew the one that got the most cookies or the one that got an extra quarter, you know, that was her favorite. She did it on the cool. She didn't want her daughter, she didn't want her children to be getting into it with one another. But praise God. I must say, my mother did handle that very well. She really did.
You know, I think about my parents from time to time, and I admire the way that they never let us They never let us see them argue about us. We always thought, oh, they so mean. But we never saw them argue about us or something we said. They never let us, even with our teachers, if the teacher was wrong, they never turned to us and said, teacher, you know, or they never clowned the teacher in front of us, you know, because it would bring a certain disrespect. It would bring a certain spirit over the child. When the child sees you act ignorant with their teacher, you know, it causes that child to think, well, I'll call my mom. You see what I'm saying? And the child won't perform to their highest ability. And that is still part of talking about that united front. And so, like I say, we want to make sure that we are praying together as a family. Now, we've talked about the husband and wife praying together and their love for each other and the trust in the relationship. What about that trust? What about that trust? Trust is major. What do you feel about that, Lady V? What about that trust?
The trust within the family, with the mother and the father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trust is a major issue within the home, because if you can't trust one another, who can you trust? You know,
okay.
You're supposed to have one another's back, and you know, I can't run out to the store and trust you, you know, at home and fear that you're gonna do something that's not right. You know what I'm saying? I have to be able to trust. That trust is a major issue within the family. You know,
yeah.
And unfortunately, mistrust breaks up a family. When we can't trust one, I can't trust you with money. I can't trust you to keep your end of the bargain for coming to this marriage or whatever. But trust is the big issue. Without trust, there's no communication.
Yeah. Yeah, I want Sister Pat to know that we acknowledge that she is on the air. And I know she's not ready to say nothing yet, but I just want to let her know that I do know that she's on the air. Hallelujah. And I'm going to, if she wants to, like she do, she can mute, she can come in when she wants to. Today's subject is a family that prays together. We're hitting on the aspect of trust. We also want to talk about how awesome it is to be able to touch and agree as a family, as a whole, in Jesus' name, and be able to. And I believe that God moves faster when the whole family is on one accord. The whole family is in service to God. So that's what we are talking about. I call it the part two. You know, and we will be having this show on a lot of times. So, you know, many times, because it's very important to keep letting people know through prayer, you can get some awesome results, especially in this time right now. Yes, so we also want to, but it's like if I don't trust you, you know, we were going through an issue with my son and the different things that he's doing. And he got a little sticky fingers going on. And so I watch my husband discipline him in the different things that we stand together on. You know, as a woman, a mother, we tend to want to be a little light-handed with our son, with all our children. Even though our husband be a little more forceful, he be a little more right to the point, a little more, he disciplines with a little more strength behind it than we do. We get a little humble. We get a little touchy and all of these different things. Oh, well, I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have said that. And it causes that child to see a weak side of us, and he or she feels like I can get away with some things with her. So let's just try to be careful when it comes to disciplining our children, to make sure that we stand with our husband. And if we do with our husband, And if we do have a problem with something, that we go in the privacy, like we say in the chambers, and we discuss that thing without the children hearing, because I think it's a very bad thing for the children to hear you argue about them. So we want to try to we want to try to encourage you today to become a united front for your children. Become a
Good afternoon,
Good afternoon.
I'm sorry, you know, I'm driving and this old car make a lot of noise. I don't have no air, so I have to let the windows down and you'll hear all kind of noises. So I just want to say this is a very, very good show today, and just as you said, the family that prays together stays together, because we have to pray about everything. And just as you said, trust is a major issue. I know with our kids, we never had a problem with them having sticky fingers or anything of that nature. I guess because they knew that I was a disciplinarian in our family, and my husband had a tendency to be a little easy going with the kids when they would do something, giving them optimum number of chances, and we could lay things around. We didn't have to worry about that. But other things, now kids gonna try to, they gonna try to push the envelope. They gonna try to push the envelope on and try to play one parent against the other. Always, they're going to always try to do that. And you have to, just like you say, present a united front and let them know, no, it's not going to work like that. You can't play mama against daddy, because we are united on the matter of raising you. And what we say, you know, it's a dictatorship. It surely is, because children don't have any idea of what it takes to make it in this world, and we have already experienced things. And like, as far as being the favorite, my mom was very, very good at, you know, not displaying who her favorite child was, even though the other children would say, well, she let you get away with more than she let us, you know, things of that nature. But you never know what one child has been through, that the mother understands that they might need just that little extra something in the in that parent-child relationship to help them, you know, as opposed to what the other children might. One child might be weaker in one area, whereas they might display a little bit more affection or a little bit more leniency to that one child. Because I know what happened to me when I was young, if my mother was more understanding toward me and the things that I had went through, so she would be a little bit more lenient with me. And my brother was bitten by a black widow spider when he was like 8 years old, and my dad watched him almost die. So my dad was more partial to that brother, you know, but they never ever started us on love and affection, you know. So we just, and I really admired them, because they presented a united front when it came to discipline. So, but prayer, my mother was and still is a praying mother. She still prays for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her great-great-grandchildren. But prayer works. And I'm going to, I know it's a lot of noise. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on mute and just listen. But I'm asking y'all for prayer for Sister Lucinda's mother-in-law. Had a massive heart attack last night, and she's in intensive care at St. Luke's. And also my friend that I've had on the prayer list for quite some time that has lupus and scleroderma, she's at death's door. They're saying if they take off the respirator, she won't live for 2 minutes. Pray for the family that they will be able to let her go, because she has been suffering a long time, and she is suffering. And for them to have the strength to go in and let her know that it's okay to go, you know. So just be prayerful. And this is a wonderful, wonderful subject to the listening audience. I hope they stay tuned, because I know you and Lady V have a whole lot more to discuss. So I'm going to get off and just listen, okay?
Okay, just a minute. What's the family's name?
The family's name is Spears. Her name is Kathy Spears. And,
okay.
Yeah, she's in Northwest Memorial Medical Center out off of 1960.
Northwest Memorial?
Uh-huh, that's my friend. And then Miss Powell, Lucinda's mother-in-law, her name is Holly Powell. And she's in St. Luke's Intensive Care Unit.
Yeah, I know Mother Powell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, y'all be blessed and lift them up and lift our pastor up. We know they're a bundle of nerves right now, so him and First Lady, soon to be First Lady Deborah, so.
Amen.
All right, y'all be blessed.
All right. All right, you too. Now we won't, like she said, you know, we're gonna lift Sister Lucinda's mother-in-law up in prayer. That's Mother Powell. I've met Mother Powell. She's an awesome woman now, and we're gonna lift her up. She had a massive, what was it, heart attack or stroke?
A massive heart attack.
Massive heart attack. We want to lift her up in prayer. We want to thank God. Lord, we come to you right now just thank you for all your many blessings, God, those seen and unseen, God. We lift Mother Powell up, and we ask right now that you go into the room. We ask that your healing power meets her right where she lay in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have no doubt that you can work it out, Father, but we also know that you have a will, hallelujah, and you have a plan for her life, but you said the prayer of the righteous availing much. So, Lord, we're praying and we're asking you right now to move on her behalf. And we thank you for it right now in your Son Jesus' name. We lift up Kathy Spears and her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them the peace that they need in their heart to allow her to come home to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Bring peace upon their family. Bring a soothing, calm awareness upon their family so that they may be able, glory to God, to love everything that they have experienced with her in the name of Jesus so that she can have rest, hallelujah, for her soul. And we thank you for it right now. In your Son Jesus' name, amen, amen. We want to send a prayer out as well to my pastor and the future First Lady, glory to God, in a couple of days, as a matter of fact. We want to let the pastor know that we plead the blood of Jesus over his head right now and over everything that comes against his union. Lord, we just pray that every circumstance, situation is worked out. And that is smooth sailing from now on, glory to God. Lord, we bind up the enemy on every hand, glory to God. And we bind up nerves and fear and all these different things. No, we pray that everything goes smoothly, glory to God. And we know that you're going to be in the midst. We pray that it be such a beautiful occasion that tears roll from the eyes of the people to see true love be combined together. And we thank you right now for your agape love. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A shout out to my pastor, the pastor of New Covenant Fellowship Church on 4513 Teton Street in Houston, Texas. That's right, we're coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Today's date is April 22nd, 2009. And like I say, the weather is mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, mostly clear. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear, same thing. Lows in the mid-60s, though. We're going to cool off a little bit. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. So enjoy the beautiful day, and tonight, enjoy the cool air in Houston, Texas. So we're going to go back into our subject. Our subject today is a family that prays together will stay together. And I have a question. You know how I love to ask a question. Glory to God. What do you feel? Say you have a family. You got the wife. She goes to church faithfully. And you have the husband who don't go. Or say you have the husband that goes, and the wife, she doesn't. And it's a constant battle happening in the home. Constantly. Now she's praying, she's praying, she's praying. Now it is a scripture in the Bible that says, if you are not on one accord, if you are not in the same mind frame, if you are not, and I'm just breaking it down to make it plain. If you are not on one accord in God, glory to God, that your prayers will be hindered. If y'all are not loving on one another and showing that love and that agreement with one another, when you go to pray, your prayers are hindered. Mm-hmm. Now, the wife is walking around the house, and she's saying, Lord, I'm doing everything that you told me to do. Lord, I did, you know. Now, mind you, I've been in a relationship where the husband don't pray, and I'm praying and got a prayer closet and on the floor and all this kind of stuff. And the Lord, he preserved and took care of me and the children. But when it came to that combined thing, we were still struggling. We still struggled in some areas. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, her prayers are the, you know, but I'm telling you, it's a difference that happens in the household when both parents are praying. It's something that happens when the mother and father sit the children down at night and they grab hands and they begin to pray or say what they are thankful for. Or they sit around the dinner table and they grab hands and before they eat and they say what they are thankful for. I mean, it brings a unity to the family. And it also helps you discover different things about your children that you wouldn't actually know. We don't ask our children, how was school today? Because we have gotten so busy. We've gotten so busy doing our own thing. And, you know, in a couple of months ago, this would have convicted me because I was so, so busy, and I would take on projects. And now, glory be to God, I'm in my home doing a lot of the things that I do so that I can look at my children. I can see when they got a pimple. You know, I can see when I'm struggling with something because that they don't want to talk about or that they, you know, or somebody's been talking about them at school, and I could tell when now all of a sudden she went from her head in the air to her face to the ground. See, these are the things that we can make ourselves more available for.
Yes,
you know, so. If we're not, go ahead.
Lady J, I just want to say a house that's divided among itself shall not stand.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a praying wife and the husband is not quite there, or there's a praying husband and the wife is not quite there, just hold the one that's praying and going to church. Just continue to keep doing what you're doing because after a while, that should rub off on the other mate. They will begin to see the movement of God because of the praying wife or the praying husband in their relationship with God. So stay in position. Don't move no matter what's going on. If the house begins to start shaking, just keep an eye on the master. And after a while, you begin to win that husband or that wife because of your stance with God.
Come on. That's right.
Yeah, and they'll see that you are unmovable in your relationship with God. And they say, now, I don't go to church with her. I don't pray with her, but she's still going to church. She's still praying, and she's still speaking in tongues, and she's still laying out in the middle of the living room floor. So if she just keep your stance and be unmovable, after a while, it may take some years now. Now, you have to be patient in this too.
Yeah, be patient.
That's true.
You have to be patient and not try to force him.
Because
that has to do. We get so, and then that's the, and you know what? With being patient, it allows God to continue to take care of your family. See, it's a thin line between when you begin to manipulate the situation. When you begin, God, you know, and before you know it, it went from a clean, pure prayer and trusting in God till you trying to use God to change your husband. When or your wife, when you need to just, like you say, have patience and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I thank God that we are really talking about this today, because it's a lot of women that need to hear, or a lot of men that need to hear that patience, be patient. You know, the fruits of the spirit, one of the fruits is long suffering.
Oh.
One of them is patience. One of them is kindness, goodness, gentleness, you know, meekness. We got to, if we exhibit these fruits of the spirit, then there's nothing unruly that can come from that. It could be times you could be praying, he or she want to tell you, shut up. But they came because of the conviction that comes over them. They know that you are a true man or woman of God. And see, they say, well, how is that bringing the family together? Before you know it, his head is bowed. Her head is bowed. I can't, like V say, I can't move her, you know? I can't move him, so I might as well join it. You know, and it's an awesome thing to watch. And that's the testimonies, too. If you are listening, I want you to send me an email on the testimony of what praying together as a family has done. Of being that one that reads that word to your children, or reads that word in and out of your house. Every house that I've lived in, apartment or whatever I've lived in, I've anointed the doorpost. I prayed in my home. I didn't allow the devil to, like, he'll try to tell you, pray silent. No, I walk around my house, I plead the blood of Jesus around my house, and whether people like to hear it or not, the devil is real. I had a debate about this on television, how the people are saying the devil is not real. You know, I saw it, and they had some people, some preachers that were on there, that some preachers that were saying that that the devil ain't real. The devil is not real, but he is. And yeah. So is my God. So is my God. It's power in trusting and believing in God. There's power in that. You have to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, that you may have a right to the tree of life. You know, you can't explain the miracles and the movement of Jesus Christ, the movement of the Holy Spirit in this world. You can't explain that. Come on now. You got women all over the world. And we talked about it today in my husband's doctor's appointment. I mean, God had the Holy Ghost filled women all around me today, and we were talking about the power of God, how he can do whatever he want to do, whenever he want to do it. God got tests and trials coming at us on every hand, but we got to, like Lady B said, we got to have some patience. We got to believe that we're going to come through it. Just like I told her, like Pastor preached about Peter on the water. Yeah, I said on the water.
Hallelujah.
On the water, he started looking at the storm, listening to the storm raging, listening to all that negative stuff. I'm talking to you people out there that listen to all that naysaying and, oh, he ain't going to never get saved. Oh, he ain't going to never, you need to just this, that, and the other. No, you need to be patient and keep your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus going to work it out. And it's going to be before you know it. You're going to be sitting there in church one day. Your husband going to walk through the door. See, we've got to be patient. We've got to trust God. If God say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. My mom used to pray, Sister Cook used to pray a long time ago, God going to save my family. God going to save my family. I wasn't thinking about God. I wasn't thinking about serving God. On one of our prior shows, me and Sister Pat was talking about how young children, like we said, you ain't got no business. You ain't got nothing going on. Oh, yes, they got some stuff going on in their life. They got some things going on in their life you wouldn't even imagine. And how we tell them, you ain't got no business. and that's how I was when I was coming up. I had so much going on, my mom had no idea about, but guess what she kept doing? She kept on praying. She kept on believing. She kept on trusting in God. Lady V, you got something to say on this subject?
All I got to say is let patience have a perfect work.
Come on now.
Yeah, let patience
have
a perfect work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let patience. I like to say that to everybody. Let patience. Let's practice patience. When I talk about patience, I'm going to hit on Job a little bit because Job had patience. He had plenty of patience.
Mm-hmm.
He was stripped of everything, but he had patience. And he waited on the Lord. Just be patient and wait on the Lord, and you will see it through.
Uh-oh, I believe that that was our nugget. I believe that that was the nugget. See, my friend, Sister Pat, she always got a heavy hitter for us, a one-liner. And then we got Lady V, she always come with a nugget. And I love it. I love it all. I love it all. We are 14 minutes before the hour is up. And I want to let everybody know out there that My Gospel Soul airs Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Central Time. We want you to tune in. We want you to make it your business to turn it on your computer screen and tune into the show. You know, if you can't talk on the phone, you can have a live chat with me, Janice Jackson. And I will respond to your every question. We can chat live during the show. So we want you to know that is available for you. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Janice Jackson. Capitalize the J's. If you don't know how to spell my first name, it's J-E-N-N-I-C-E. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, we also want to make sure that everyone is in prayer for the people that, well, I'll put their names out there again. That's Mother Powell. That's one of our sisters, Sister Lucinda's mother-in-law. We also want you to be praying for Kathy Spears and her family. And we want to make sure that, and we want to pray for our pastor, Pastor Ricky Gidger, as he gets ready to tie the knot. We thank God for him and his walk with God and his prayer over our soul as the watchman over our soul. And we thank God for it. Now, today's subject was a family that prays together will stay together. And I believe we touched on a lot of good subjects. We touched on trust. We touched on patience. We touched on long-suffering. We touched on a lot of good things. We touched on the united front. Glory to God. We touched on a lot of things. Don't let your children get in the middle of your relationship. Come on now, because when they grown and they leave the home, guess who left? You and your spouse. So that's one thing that Janice Jackson want to leave with you today. Don't let the children come between your relationship. Now, we got mixed families out there. When families come together, the mother may have a daughter, a son may have children, the father may have children, and the family comes together. And at first, it could be a little rumble in the Bronx, you know. And sometimes it's with a son, a strong son that's been with mama through a whole lot of stuff. You had a little rumble going on. He want to challenge the new husband and all of these different things. But I tell you something, just like we said today, if you pray and you present a united front, see, because if you don't respect your spouse, then how do you expect for your children to respect your spouse? If you are constantly going back, well, it's my child, it's mine, and all of this kind of stuff, guess what that child going to do, that child going to play on. Like Sister Pat said, you're going to have that because they just going to try both of you. They're going to try both of you. So we want to thank everybody for calling in today on this subject of family that prays together. We want to let you know that we on our upcoming shows, we have Dr. His name is Dr. Emba. Now, I'm waiting on his confirmation for next Friday. For next Friday, we should have Dr. Lewis on this Friday. This Friday, she's going to be talking about HIV and AIDS. And like I said, let's not walk around in ignorance. Let's find out what is really going on with the disease itself so that we will know how to protect ourselves as well as handle people that are love on people in our family that is living with it. So tune in. Get your questions in. And whatever questions you have, she will answer for you. Dr. M. Bob next week is going to be talking about diabetes and Coumadin. Coumadin is a blood thinner. And for those who have heart problems, where the heart has a flutter and all of these different things and it causes the blood to clot, you know what I'm talking about. If you had a clot removed and all, you know what I'm talking about. Lady V, are you still there?
I'm still here, Lady J.
All right. I thought you were having a little trouble with your phone. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. We also have coming next Thursday the winner of the Gospel Talent Search, Jess Shalimar. She'll be on the air. We'll be interviewing her. She'll be telling us about her upcoming event, where she's going to be singing, where you can find her. We'll also have the privilege of playing her music. So we want you to tune in. It's going to be an awesome show. Next Saturday as well, we have Prodigal Son. He's going to be with us. He's going to be live on the air, but we're going to shoot a special. We're going to have a special Saturday show where we're going to be interviewing the Prodigal Son, and we're also going to be playing some of his music. He's an awesome man of God, rapping and delivering the word of God in the way that he knows how. And we just want to applaud him for going forth the way that God gave him to go forth. We don't want to stop people from praising God the way that they know how and try to tell them how to do it. You got to let them do what they do. Yeah, and we got to trust God while they do it. We also want to let you know it's 7 minutes before the top of the hour. We want to let you know that we want to give a special thanks to those that called in, which is my friend Lady V and my friend Lady P. She's on the air now. I'm gonna let Sister Patricia go first, and she's gonna tell you her contact information.
Okay, my contact information is my email is LadyP24KGold. That's LadyP24KGold@gmail.com.
All right. Now, if they want to email you, let them know what they can ask you about and what you can help them with.
They can ask me about all manner of social services, meaning like food stamps, care for the aged and disabled, social security, benefits, SSI, disability. Also about the workforce, anything about unemployment. They can also ask me about scholarships that's available for kids and information about FAFSA, that's the Federal Financial Aid, and also about there are certain waivers that children of low-income parents can receive from the school so that it will waive the admission fee for applying for colleges.
All right. So that's some thick stuff she just said right there. So one show we're gonna get her to just stretch it all out so you can understand what she's talking about. But she's talking about social services, scholarships, all kind of food stamps. If you're in the Houston area, this is who you need to be emailing. And so her email is on there. You can check out our archive show to get more information on that. Lady V, why don't you go ahead and give us your email address?
My email address is www.pastorv.stmary.live.com.
Yes.
All right. We will. With
you've been working hard today, huh, my friend?
With Pastor Saint Mary, I'm gonna have her to read her email address again. That's without the www. The email address.
You can get me at Pastor Saint Mary, capital S-T period Mary Mary live.com.
All right, and what information can they get from you? Is it prayer? Is it what is it? Anything? Whatever comments they
comments
have for you. Mhm.
Comments and prayer.
All right. So you want to take advantage of that? You want to email her? You want to get in contact with her? And we want you to know that we appreciate you for tuning in to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. I'm Janice Jackson, and our call-in number is 347-826-9424. And remember, a family that prays together stays together. And you have listened today, to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Please tune in again tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Time.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. Oh, yeah. My Gospel Soul. What does your soul bringing the news to your ears? This is the place for you.
Love Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The gospel hour of power. I bring power.
Bringing the news to your ears.
On your opinion
radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
What does your soul bring in the news to your ears?
Your opinion.